Good morning and welcome back to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and today we have a special episode where you'll be introduced to our head of middle school, Maria Capelberny, who is in her first year here at the Pennington School. Our director of middle school admission, Lynn Zahn, leads this conversation, and we have no doubt you're going to enjoy it. So sit back, stay warm, and as we like to say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's going to turn out great. We're going to find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're going to bolster your chances to succeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Admission Insight Podcast. I'm Lynn Zahn, Director of Middle School Admission here at Pennington, and I am very excited to be here with all of you today for a number of reasons. The first of which is that this is my first time as a podcaster, so I've always felt it's never too late for first to start something new, so I'm looking forward to today's conversation. I am a huge fan of our Admission Insight podcast and all of the guests that have contributed to this resource. There has been a wealth of information shared with families, not only about the admission process in general, but also so much more and what goes into independent school communities. So as you can probably imagine, I am personally a huge fan of our magical middle school, as I like to refer to it, and love the opportunities our students have available to them on so many levels and in so many ways. I happen to find this to be a wonderful age group, but I am also very well aware of the challenges that can be presented at this time. Having raised three daughters going through the middle school period, and I can tell you that it all works out, and they move on to great things. So today, to talk to us a little bit more about this special period in our children's lives, I have someone here that I'm really honored to introduce to everyone, and she is going to talk more about the middle school experience here at Pennington. Maria, hello and welcome. I just want to begin first by saying to our listeners that Maria is a thoughtful and dynamic leader whose educational philosophy is centered around her students. She has a wonderfully rich background, and we are going to learn more today about her story, what has brought her here to Pennington, and what lies ahead for not only our middle school, but for all of us here at the Pennington School. So Maria, welcome. It's great to see you, and it's so wonderful to be here to spend some time together.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm really happy to be here too. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to share a little bit about who I am, how that relates to Pennington, and really most importantly, how I think my upbringing has helped me connect with our students and our faculty here at Pennington. So I don't know how many listeners have heard this term before, but I'm a third culture kid, adult now. It means that you are somebody who was raised by a family sort of outside of their own culture. What that looks like for me is my dad is from Belgium, my mom is from the Philippines, and my siblings and I, we were all born in the United States. Shortly after I was born, we moved to Cuba, where we lived for 4 years, Guatemala, Brazil, Hungary, Poland, and then I went to university in Canada. And in all of those places, it's been really kind of an amazing adventure to learn new languages and connect with people in a way that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do before. I think that having that global experience and being immersed in a culture that like isn't Filipino or isn't Belgian specifically or American specifically, that kind of makes an interesting mix in the home, right? So for example, I bumped into a video, an actual VHS video of my sister and I talking after Christmas 1 year. And I talked about like, oh yeah, eu tenho câmera com Zoom, like just like throwing Portuguese in there. But really my school was in English and Portuguese, and my parents, we all had to learn Portuguese. So that was a kind of a funny moment there. My siblings, my sister lives in Canada, my brother's in Scotland, my parents are in Belgium. So we really are all over the place. And it also means that as a family, our family language has changed over the years, mostly English. And then at some point it became a little bit more French, but then also with, you know, a Polish expression saying zapraszamy instead of opening hours for, you know, for a store or something like that. This is just kind of a little glimpse of what my family looks like at home growing up. My own little family, I married a man from Lawrenceville whose dad is from Spain. And so one of the jokes in the house is that, you know, I traveled all around the world only to come back home to sort of his backyard, which is which is like a very sweet and thoughtful, funny way to describe it. But we just moved from Brooklyn this summer. We have our two boys with us, a kindergartner and a fourth grader. And we spent the last 16 years in Brooklyn. So Pennington, I'm brand new to Pennington in this role, and the kids are brand new in their schools, and it's been a really amazing experience so far. So in my time in New York, I spent, my career has just been, middle school has always been the center, especially in the last 10 or so years, but I started as an associate teacher at the International School of Brooklyn. I was working in the French track. There's the French and Spanish track. It's the IB. They do the PYP, the primary use program. So I was an associate teacher there for 2 years, and I still have strong connections with families over there. In fact, one family just sent, I taught their daughter when she was in kindergarten, and she later became our babysitter when she was old enough to babysit, which is pretty amazing. So I was there for a couple of years, and then I went to grad school at NYU to complete a degree in educational theater. In that time there, I ended up being a student teacher at Grace Church School, where I then went, I became an associate teacher there, and then a language teacher for third, fourth, and seventh grade, and then eventually seventh grade advisor. And sort of my time there, it's that, you know, when you like what you do, you just end up doing more of it and then some. That was kind of the approach, which I'm really grateful for that opportunity. By the time I left Grace Church School, I was also the JK through 8 advisor to families of color. I was the JK through 8 scheduler, and I was the first 7th and 8th grade dean. Doing all those roles it brought me so much joy. And the only reason I left was because I had kind of this incredible opportunity to be the first assistant head of school at a progressive, growing bilingual school in Brooklyn called Smith Street Arts and Letters, or Arts et Lettres, as we were saying there. I was also their lower school head. And in my time there, it was only 1 year, but we were working together to build a middle school. It's very rare to have a bilingual middle school with French and English, and so we were going to launch that. Unfortunately, the school and project didn't continue, but I feel like the stars aligned, and I was able to come here to Pennington, which has just been incredible.
That's wonderful. You have such an amazingly rich background globally and in so many other ways. I was wondering if you could share with us your educational philosophy. You've told us a bit about your journey thus far and how it's connected you to Pennington's mission, which I think is obvious so far in a few ways already.
I think beyond what we do in our classroom every day as educators, as teachers, as facilitators, going beyond teaching the content and teaching the skills to our students, my educational philosophy is really around the fact that our students need to feel seen. They need to feel seen, they need to feel heard, and they need to know they're welcome in the space. Because once you have that sort of psychological security, that's when the learning can really happen. And I think we're very good at that at Pennington. And that was clear to me. You know, yes, if you're a prospective family listening to this, you're going to see that our photos are incredible online and they're very good quotes. And then when you come onto campus, all of that is affirmed because you get to feel it. We're still talking about community because it's one of our pillars, and that you'll hear more about that later. But I think the way that we approach students is we have to center them. It doesn't mean that we're not going to hold them accountable for when they make mistakes, right? Middle school is a time for second chances, and it is a time for us, the adults in the community here, but also the adults at home, to give students the opportunities to make mistakes in order for them to grow. And sometimes I think, you know, obviously depending, but middle school is the best soft sort of landing space for that. it's we honor this time in our people's lives, in our students' lives. We also, you know, something that we do really well at Pennington is we provide the students with a holistic education. We support them with remedial, but also enrichment, and we push them to find ways for them to understand why they're learning something. And we give them multiple opportunities to do that. Our teachers are super responsive to that as well, right? So not only are they teaching, like, absolutely the students have to know how to write this essay and how to support a claim, but students can access that through a draft, a visual organizer, a conversation, right? Like, there are all these paths that our teachers just know how to do and offer our students so that we really can support our mission, individual excellence in the community.
And so, as you said, we do talk about community here at Pennington quite a bit, and it really is the foundation of growth and learning and so much more in life, which is really ultimately what we all want our children to have, is that strong foundation. You talked when we first met about this being your year of it being a listening tour. And in terms of also thinking about community, what is it that you've seen about Pennington's community, and in particular the middle school community, and what has the adjustment been like for you thus far? I know it's been just September, well, you've been here in the summer, but just September, but in seeing what the community is like, what you've learned, and kind of what you're doing on your listening tour, which I think is such a great way to put it, but such a great way to also begin your journey here and really learn about the Pennington School, the community, the nuances, and the middle school.
Yes, listening tour, absolutely. I think also change can be hard. And so if you're not going into a new situation with open ears and an open heart and an open mind, you're not going to do a very good job in that community, I don't think. I'm my predecessor really set us up with an incredible community to walk into. We have really thoughtful teachers. We have students who think about each other. We have students who go out of their way to help each other, right? We have faculty members who not only just a lot of them live here on campus and are interacting with our students from morning till night, but in all their classes too, in advisory, in a club. And so I think that I was already walking into a really, really great space. But the reason I called it my listening tour too is because I thought that was going to just be the best way for me to learn about Pennington. How do you learn about a place, and how do you get to brag about all it does well with if you're not going into spaces, right? So my first 3 weeks when school started, I visited almost every single class that middle schoolers can take. And so I went, you know, very sort of organizationally. I went all of sixth grade and then all of seventh and then all of eighth, as many as I could. One of the very first lessons that I observed, and so these visits were only sort of 10, 15 minutes at a time. The students were told, yeah, it's a listening tour. Ms. Capilaberni is going to be in, you know, just wait, getting to know you all. And I mean, it also really did help me learn everyone's names in those first few weeks of school. But I got to observe a teacher move students around in the room and have them apply information and knowledge about integers that was on not only on the board and in their notebooks that they were, you know, writing notes in, but also students became the numbers. And, I can't picture what you're picturing at home or in your car, wherever you're listening to this, but what was really cool is I saw one student clutch her face and go, I love this. Like, she, under her breath, didn't even realize that she was just expressing how much she was connecting with what was going on. And that was my experience in the classrooms. I was going in and I was seeing students help one another, pointing something out on a rubric that they were looking at, or, having a really thoughtful brain break. And so in sixth grade, one of the key parts of our program is that we have a double block. So if you're coming from elementary school, if sixth grade is your entry point for your child here at Pennington, they maybe in fifth grade have had just a homeroom teacher and then a couple of specials, right? They're leaving the classroom for art or for science. But here we have a humanities block that's a double period. What's exciting about that is we can manage that, right? Like, we're giving a nod to the elementary experience, but also we have, like, you know, for example, 6 different moments where the students can do a turn and talk, or take a, like I said, take a thoughtful brain break, or get into a book club discussion, which is a really, really awesome thing to witness 6th graders like fighting for their points and their perspectives on the really interesting books that they're reading. And so that's just some of the things I noticed in 6th. I was also able to join sort of later on, and this is, you know, not in my listening tour, but after, because I still go and observe. I'm in teacher spaces a couple of times a week, at least just still getting to know everyone, still getting to know their styles. Something else I got to observe, though, recently was watching students do a presentation on Dia de los Muertos. And so having them share something really intimate and close to them, a family member maybe who has passed, or a coach in their life, or, you know, a character from a TV show, right? So students are able to bring their out-of-school life experience and be vulnerable in the space and share, all also while presenting in Spanish, right? And so this is happening already in 6th grade, which is really great. On my listening tour with 7th grade, and I made this, maybe it wasn't a joke, but I made this comment at back-to-school night, which is, I was a 7th grade advisor for 10 years, so I don't have favorites, but, you know, there's like a little part of me that just sees that beauty in 7th graders that is in the chaos as well, that can be, right? It's a year, and I think you and I were talking about this, where I said, yeah, well, it's a year where kids can, they go vegetarian sometimes, and I think you told me, Lynn, that your daughter...
Yes, it was in middle school that she decided to go vegetarian and vegan, and now she's... coming back round.
Yeah. No. Well, there you go. So, yeah. I mean, 7th grade is also an exciting time because, you know, your kiddo is going to have, for example, hold on to their teddy bear and also talk about why the government should ban fracking. Like, it is, that is 7th grade. And the growth in 7th grade is pretty amazing. And so in my listening tour, I was able to see really great discussions happening around election time, right? So this is all the things leading up to election. The students were receiving guided and framed notes, and that means that we're not asking them to use their working memory, which is a really hard thing to sort of add to in your own brain, right? But we can help you practice how to use it well, your working memory. And so we have students taking notes and having discussions. And then also, you know, an extension activity was for them to create their own political party. So we're not only asking them, like, 7th grade is that really cool time to develop those critical thinking skills and have them extend the learning. We're not asking them to just repeat back what they're being taught. We're asking them to use it for good, for extension, right? For all of that. It's really cool the way that I think that we have students connect with also understanding why they're learning what they're learning, right? We're asking them, how did you get to that conclusion? Why do you think that is? Or how does that compare to so-and-so's perspective? The idea that we're all sharing the knowledge in the space is also pretty key to a Pennington education in the middle school. Going into the 8th grade was a really fun time as well for my listening tour. There are school leaders, and you can even physically see it. You know, for those of you at home, or those of you listening with multiple children in those age groups, like 6th graders are often, they're bouncing around, they're coming into spaces, maybe they're dropping their binder on the way in, maybe they're not, or maybe they're clutching it close to their chest. But by the time the students get to 8th grade, they're jetting around. Even if they're new to Pennington, right? They're exploring the campus. They're going to all their classes. They understand a little bit more what school is about and what their role is as a student. What's really interesting about our 8th grade is that they'll also have opportunities for more experiential learning, which we can talk about a little bit more as we talk about where I think we're going as Pennington, as the Pennington Middle School.
So I love the connections and the conversations, and I think that just creates a very unique excitement in our middle school that eventually leads up to their upper school experience as well. I'm curious how you've found the adjustments have been here. What have you learned so far as far as the connections and the conversations? And where do you see us going? I know you're still on your listening tour, but kind of what are your thoughts at this point and some of the things that you are really excited about as we move into, we're going into Thanksgiving break, into winter break, and then starting a new year, but continuing this school year. But I'm sure you've seen and heard and learned a lot in our middle school, and that passion, especially with the students. So what are your thoughts as far as where we might be moving to in the future?
Yeah, the listening tour is definitely going to be an all-year thing. And I think even, you know, being new this year, but also you kind of have to be new for a little bit, for a long time, you know, in order to really see things from a completely, from that sort of outside perspective, and eventually sort of like, you know, being sucked into the community. And I mean, I can tell you I'm in it. I'm 100% Pennington. Something that I, you know, as I think about where we could go, and we're still in early days, but I think about my experience coming in new, and I've been sharing with people that I couldn't put my finger on it, but there's the Pennington welcome. And I felt that coming in. I moved in, you know, at the end of June. We moved from Brooklyn. We had this massive truck where somehow a two-bedroom apartment could fill an entire moving truck with all sorts of things. I think I stored a lot of things outside. You know, seasonal. And one of my first week, well, first of all, even when I was officially in the job, I received flowers. And I think that might seem normal to some people, but I was just so touched that folks went out of their way to do that and to share that. But yeah, part of the Pennington welcome, I think, is that is something that I want to continue. Every year we welcome an entirely brand new class of sixth graders. A lot of folks join us in eighth grade. So there's a Pennington welcome that happens there. And what does that look like? That looks like the small things too, just the making the eye contact and the warm welcome and holding the door for someone. Even when I was just interviewing, the number of students who actually held the door open, and they didn't know me, right? They didn't know who I was and why I was there, probably. But that is something that I think we feel. And also what comes with the Pennington welcome is not making assumptions, is asking, it's leading with curiosity, being thoughtful, and I think that's amazing. It's something that really also leads to why this community also feels so special. But in terms of where we could be going, it's, you know, when you feel like the world is your oyster, and then also you have to say, okay, well, I can go imagination station, and then I'm calling it now, you gotta move to like percolation station, where you're just thinking, like you're just going for what am I noticing, what am I seeing, and what are some things too that we have to think about as a 6 through 12 community, right? I think something that we do really well here is we prepare the eighth graders to enter our upper school, and so that we have that continual 6 through 12 lifers, as they're called here. We're actually going to be doing some more experiential learning opportunities. So, for example, rising ninth graders, so our current eighth graders in the summer, can go to France for an arts credit for a couple of weeks with one of our teachers. There's an opportunity to go to Spain for a language immersion program. There's also a new initiative, a new program, which was going to take place in June next year, an adventure learning program for our middle schoolers, and we're going to make it available for 6th through 8th graders to go out and visit national parks out west, which is so exciting. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember the value of being able to experience a trip like that. I mean, when I was at the American School of Warsaw as a high schooler, we climbed almost to the very tippy top, but then the weather turned on us, of Mount Rysy in Poland. And it was, I think we were maybe 10 or 15 with two or three chaperones, and the connections that you make with your peers, like, no, you're not sitting next to them taking notes in class. You're not doing a fishbowl. You're not doing a performance. Like, you are getting to work on you as a human. And I think offering more opportunities like that, also, of course, with, you know, then the trips with the academic lens, or if, are we going to perhaps you know, go to a French-speaking country one year. Yes, I believe so. I think we can do that. And middle schoolers are ready, right? A lot of them have been maybe doing sleepaway camp or have been able to travel with their families. And I think at Pennington, we can do that. We think it's a really important part of our mission is to be global-minded. You know, we have borders we have a lot of international borders. It's something that we see, but also it's important to name and also grow, right? So those are a couple of places where I think we could go in the middle school. We are going to start introducing French as a modern language in middle school. We already have Spanish. We have Latin available as well. But we're going to start a French program in fall of 2025 in the middle school, which I'm personally excited about. I happen to have taught French for a number of years. So bringing it back. And I also think there's room for thinking about a more defined tech program. So do we want coding? Do we want more technology integrated projects? Do we want to, we need to be able to not be scared of AI, but use it for good, right? Of course, there are places where, no, like where, you know, we have our processes and we have our, you know, our values as a school of what we believe we can do with the students and age appropriate introduction to things like AI. But there's a place for that. Absolutely. So those are just some of the thoughts coming in right now.
I am really excited about what is ahead for our middle school students, our middle school community, and our Pennington community, and am looking forward to the places that you're going to be taking all of us in the future. Maria, this has really truly been such a pleasure to spend more time with you today and to also learn about your journey and the path that has brought you here to the Pennington School. So thank you so much for your time, for all of the valuable information that you have shared with us, and welcome to Pennington.